Nolte, Colbert attacks Trump judge who ended fascist mask mandate. By John Nolte on April 20, 2022. Stephen Colbert, a far-left extremist who protects Democrats and their destructive policies, opened his ratings-challenged show Tuesday night with an attack against a federal Florida judge who did her duty in ending the CDC's fascist mask mandate. On Monday, Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell finally killed an anti-science mask mandate that forced travelers on trains, planes, and elsewhere to mask up. It was a ridiculous and punitive mandate and another example of an overreaching federal bureaucracy creating laws and rules instead of enforcing them, which is supposed to be their only role. Because our system does not permit agencies to act unlawfully even in pursuit of desirable ends, the court declares unlawful and vacates the mask mandate, she wrote. And that's exactly correct. Unelected bureaucracies should not be making rules. That role belongs only to the elected legislature, Congress, and our representatives. Still, Democrats and their fascist allies in the bureaucracy know that something as stupid and unpopular as a mask mandate would never pass Congress. So fascists like Colbert are, naturally, angry that unaccountable bureaucrats can no longer force us to wear a filthy piece of cloth across our face for no valid scientific reason. And in doing so, his nasty streak of elite cultural supremacism came right on through. Watch below. No surprise, the ruling comes from a Tampa-based federal judge, Colbert said to his audience of clapping seals. You can't let Florida make health decisions for the entire country. That's not smart. The Florida food pyramid is just gator jerky and meth. This judge claimed that the CDC exceeded their legal authority by requiring masks and that their power was limited to things like cleaning property, not requiring people to take hygienic steps, he smirked. This explains the bathroom signs that read, "Before returning to work, employees must wash this sign." He then called the judge a dummy. The genius judge behind this ruling is Catherine Mizell, a 35-year-old appointed by the president after he lost the 2020 election. At the time, she received a not qualified rating from the American Bar Association. He then made a joke about her not knowing what a gavel is. Who watches this garbage? Late night used to be about unwinding after a tough day in the real world, a tough day of work and newscasts, and stress and anxiety. The whole point of late night was to allow you to relax and have a few laughs. Not it's all poison with lectures, talking points, virtue signaling, divisive politics, and bad comedy. Do people really buy this stuff? Do they really think that a judge ending an unconstitutional and anti-science mask mandate is a bad thing? Comedy should be based in part on truth. None of this comes anywhere near the truth, which makes it so unfunny and exhausting. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.